Great. Welcome everyone to the oh God, what is today? Tuesday, May 14th meeting of the Madison Arts Commission, and we're gonna have a really efficient meeting because it sounds like people need to leave. And so I guess Mary Rose, if you just want to start with the slides. I don't think we have any people from the public, but just as standard.
Absolutely. Welcome to the Madison Arts Commission. If you lose connection at any time, reconnect by clicking the link in your invite. Commission members, please use video to ensure we have quorum if possible. A motion must be moved, seconded, and stated by the chair before it can be discussed. Use the raise hand feature to make a motion or a second or your physical hand. And as there's no members of the public, I will skip over this section, but if anybody returns and determines that they would like to speak, I'm happy to state those rules as needed.
Great, thank you. Then we can look at the minutes for the Wednesday, April 3rd meeting, and if anyone would like to make a motion to.
I'll move to approve the minutes.
Great, so we have a first from Ray, a second from Pranisha raising her hand. Is there any discussion on the motion to approve the minutes? Great. Seeing none, then we'll move to a vote, and unless anyone wants to object, we'll record it having unanimous approval. All right, seeing none, we can move on then to and then I guess for staff, is it weird to do the election of the or to move the Austin Brantley public sculpture number 7 before the election of the chair, or does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay, great. Well, because we have a guest here, we have Alder Dina Nina Martinez Rufford here for agenda item number 7, the Austin Brantley public sculpture for the Darbo Worthington neighborhood. We're going to take that out of order to have the alders or use the alders' time wisely. So for agenda item number 7, we discussed it at the Public Art Commission meeting yesterday. And I guess, Ray, if there's anything you'd like to say, and I guess if staff could just pull up the document, the attachment would be great.
Yeah, so this was a follow-up to the proposed designs that Austin has put together. And then the survey, the public art survey that we received the results from. Design number 3 that's highlighted in red there is the one that by far was selected by the survey, the folks who responded. And Austin also, answered some questions and went over each of the designs with us yesterday during the public art subcommittee meeting. And he actually confirmed that this would be the easiest one for him to produce as well. So it seems like a pretty clear-cut recommendation for us to bring to the full MAC committee, and just make sure that there, if there are discussion items, if there's questions that people have, but it does sound like we would like to recommend moving forward with design number 3, pictured here. It sounds like this entire piece could be produced in bronze, and again, it had a really, really, really strong support from the public. So I can help answer any questions or
Yeah,
help
and
facilitate discussion if there is some.
yeah, I guess I would just because we are here in a meeting that's being recorded for the public as opposed to the subcommittee meetings. Mary Rose, could you just explain the outreach that was done for community engagement? I think that that would be great to have on like the public record.
Absolutely, yeah. So this project started over a year ago. Austin Brantley came to Madison, returning for a residency at Madison College that also had participants from Midwest Project. and other local ceramics. And while he was here, he did a meet and greet with the community at the park in the Darbo neighborhood. He also did a series of different community meetings. And then he produced the several designs you see here. And then we created a survey based off those designs. And then that survey was distributed back to the community via door tags on all the homes, as well as flyers that were handed out at the Madison East Shopping Center and at Mentoring Positives. And then we distributed this also digitally through social media, as well as through the neighborhood resource team and to other community partners, including Salvation Army.
Great, thank you. Alder Martinez Rutherford.
Yeah, I had a just real quick question for, is it Mary?
There
Do you
is.
know how many responses we got for that?
I do somewhere, but let me just pull it up quick right here. I don't remember. Sir Karn, if you remember, feel free to chime in. Otherwise, I'll just pull up
Okay, I'm just gonna guess because I
There
have a
is.
terrible memory. I have 63 in my head, but that's probably not.
No, it looks like there is 32.
32. And then of
Okay.
65% selected design three as their first. Yeah, and then this is attached in Legistar if anybody would like to see it. But we got a lot of really great comments about people just being his work overall. And so yeah.
Thank you.
And yeah, and we pulled out about half were in the neighborhood, but we did such extensive outreach there, so.
Great. Is there any other questions for staff? Otherwise, is there, I would entertain a motion related to this agenda item. Yeah, Mitchell.
Sure. Made the motion in the subcommittee. I'll do it for the full committee too. I'll make a motion to approve the design number three, untitled, from Austin Brantley.
Great. And Anna, I'm assuming that's a second. Great. With Anna seconding. Is there any discussion about the motion to, yeah, Mitchell?
I have a discussion. It's not necessarily tied to this approval though. Would now be the time to.
For, I mean, about the, I mean, is it about the item itself? Because otherwise we're gonna, we'll move on to the next agenda item.
Yeah, it's more about the process. And it's not, I guess, I'll just go for it. So I'm wondering on pieces like this, if there's any way that we can come up with some sort of I don't know, standards or guidelines around the use of AI. I don't know, it just seems in this setting a little bit I would have liked to see the more care, I guess, given than what AI can produce in doing these renderings. It just makes it seem like it's a lot relying on some sort of contingent design and not necessarily the artist's design decisions. And I don't know, it's not necessarily against Austin himself. I think he produces beautiful work and I trust him, to produce beautiful work in this case. But it's more like, can we as a committee come up with some sort of guidelines to show the care for the work to the community that we're trying to provide art for?
No, I really appreciate that comment. And I think that if you look at the survey results, there are some, and I know that from staff that there is some amount of like, wait, this is what it's going to look like. And it's like, no, this is a theoretical rendering based off of, some quick, or, like using AI to create some images. Yeah, Ray.
Just to clarify for the record, Austin did say that, once we decide on a design and give him the go ahead, he will be working with live models to produce this. So this is kind of a rough estimation, but then he will be working with models to start, and then throughout the process. And if anybody has seen his work, he does beautiful work. But I hear your point, Mitchell, about like coming up with some sort of guidelines and standards for folks moving forward. And I think that's a really good idea. Thank you for bringing that up.
And yeah, I would just add that I think that, right, unfortunately, renderings give people an idea that that's the reality of what a piece or what something is going to look like, and not understand that a rendering in itself is just like part of the process to get to like the final thing. And that, like when renderings leave this committee and enter the public, so to speak, whether through like the news or things like that, being able to communicate that this is the design, this isn't the final product, is something that, I think in terms of like expectation setting of the public is something that's important. So I appreciate that. Maybe it would be a great thing to further discuss at the public art subcommittee, just kind of around how we're handling things. So thank you. Is there any just further discussion about the motion itself to move forward with design number three? Seeing none, then we can move to a vote, unless anyone would like to object or abstain. We can record unanimous consent. That's good with everyone. All right, seeing no objection, then the motion to move forward with Austin Brantley's design number three for the public sculpture for the Darbo-Worthington neighborhood is approved. And then we can move on. Thank you, Alder Martinez Rutherford, for joining. I don't know if you're planning to jump off, but thank you for being here. Then we can move back to agenda item number two, which is the election of a chair and vice chair to the Madison Arts Commission. Well, we do this every April normally, but we didn't do it in April. I don't know, staff, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, just apologies for our oversight. That was a staff error, not a m move to seize power. Yeah.
Great. And so I guess then what we'll take nominations for chair.
May I just clarify that both the chair and the vice chair are willing to continue serving,
Sure, thanks.
so that everybody knows that.
Yeah, great. Yeah, Mitchell.
I'll nominate Nick Pivich
Great.
as the chair.
Great. And I'm willing to continue, so and then what do we technically need a second? Yeah, and Ray then raising a hand. What am I supposed to like technically leave the room? Is there, I guess, are there further nominations? Is there anyone else that would like to?
I can nominate Bethany to continue on as vice chair.
Sure, so I'll just do them both. Great, and yeah, and Ray's seconding that. But yeah, or I guess, what is there any discussion? Okay. Seeing none, then we have a motion to have myself, Nick Pivich, continue as chair, and Bethany, oh gosh, I don't know, actually know how to say your last name, Bethany Jerwitz, to continue as vice chair, unless there's any objection or anyone that would like to abstain, we can record that with unanimous approval. All right, seeing none, then we will move forward with me continuing as chair and Bethany continuing as vice chair. And this is a reminder that Anna, isn't there like something you're supposed to give me?
The ceramic shoe.
The ceramic shoe, yeah. Okay, well, we can coordinate that. Then moving on to agenda item number 3, Legistar 69717, the Madison Municipal Building Art Plan. Is this a staff? Is this, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had brought you other pieces before we installed them, and we have a few more spaces that we're trying to put art either about kids, created with kids, for this year's theme. And I think many of you know the work of Purnima Murthy, but we are working with her to create a set of pieces down for the zoning area. And
is she the one that does little Picassos, or are we putting little Picassos in there too?
I don't know. Does she do little Picassos? I know her as an artist. I don't know her other hats that she wears. So if you can go up to the image again of her artwork that we're proposing, it's actually images that she made of her children. And her children.
Oh, okay. Little Picassos is for the itty bitties making art. So I was just wondering if they were.
Oh. I'll ask her if she's doing that. And then there's another artist that I think you all may know. This is images of her Blink project that we funded a couple years ago. Angela Johnson, who, what we're hoping to do. So housing specifically requested that we not put any images that represent people. Not so they want non, you know, representational images in their space. And so what we're thinking of doing is, Angela does a lot of workshops with children. So we're thinking of if she does a children's workshop to create cyanotypes, and then we can put them in sort of a collage form in the housing area. And then the last one is Megan Johnson, and she co-creates these collage type pieces with her child. And so there's sort of a theme of motherhood, and I don't need to go into her process, but basically we would be looking at sharing some of her prints on the second floor. The second floor looks great, by the way, if you all, we're looking at the yellow area, but the red hallway, we'll have to have an occasion to have you all in the building. That's where we put the work of Sonia Valle, and she did a series of watercolors about her childhood in Jamaica. And so it's really just like lovely, happy children's story type work. It's already installed. You approved that a long time ago, but we have a few more spaces we're trying to hook up. So that's what we're seeking approval of tonight.
Great. Does anyone have any questions for staff?
I do.
Yeah, go ahead.
My computer's doing weird stuff. So one, is there room for additional folks? Because I really would like to see the little Picasso, since it's a free Black and Brown youth and they're creating art out of trauma. And then two, the youth mental health retreat that I do, Healing Through Art, is specifically for them to create art about like coming out of different things. And so I don't know if there's room for additional art, but the youth usually create amazing art during that retreat. So I don't know if it's a conflict of interest for me to ask for those kids to be able to display their work, but it's actually been amazing.
I don't think it's a conflict of interest. I think it'd be good. We extended an offer to a group that we fund Sharon Kilfoy, no, not Sharon Kilfoy. Oh my gosh. Pat Dillon, who does the work. Wait, what did you say, Mary Rose?
Cultural Connections.
Cultural Connections. So she has a program where she works with youth whose parents are incarcerated. And we had offered her some of the remaining space. And so she has an obligation for her grant to exhibit them someplace else first. And then we were going to switch out some work with her work. But we don't have depictions of that work yet. So that's how that was, you know, there's not a ton of space in the municipal building. But we can look and see if there's anything else for the Cultural Connections group.
Yeah, it's Leora Sapoznik.
Not the Cultural Connections, the Little Picassos, sorry.
Yeah, Leora Sapoznik is the over the Little Picassos at My Arts.
Oh, yeah. No, we actually did go to My Arts and look at some of the work, and it was because they returned the work to the kids right away. There was not a set of work. I mean, it was pretty hodgepodgey what they could give us. So we kind of politely declined. they just don't have that model. You know, they don't keep the work. They send it home with the kids. And so, yeah, it didn't work out with them.
It sounds like it could maybe be something in the future if there was like a different arrangement communicated.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, if we, Pranisha, maybe work with you and have those kids work and can kind of curate it and, you know, like look at what pieces could go where, because there might be just some isolated opportunities in the building that aren't, you know, but there's not that much public space. And so we do have other conference rooms and stuff where we can put some things, but how much people will see it, you know, we don't prioritize those spaces because we're not like decorators. We're trying to get public spaces, but let's talk if your kids need it.
Yeah. And I don't think they'll care where it is, as long to be able to say that their art has been, you know, put up or displayed somewhere, I think would go a long way for them coming out of their shells and telling their stories through art.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Let's figure that out. Thank you. And when is that? That's in May?
No. So June is Healing in the Outdoors. July is Healing Through Art. So there's two in Healing in the Outdoors and Healing Through Art.
Okay. So I'll text you. We can talk about that offline.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Great. Thank you so much for bringing that up. So then we can still move forward with a motion about the artwork that is in the Legistar item still, and then further discussion about more art being coordinated offline potentially. So if anyone would like to make a motion about the art.
Motion to approve the art that's been presented.
Great. Great. We have a motion from Anna with a second from Pranisha to accept the art that's been presented. Is there any discussion about the motion that is before us? All right. Seeing none, then we can move to a vote. Unless anyone would like to object or abstain, we can record unanimous approval. And it looks like that is the case. So we have approved the artwork as presented before us for the municipal building. Then moving on to agenda item number 4, which is Legistar 23110, endorsing community projects. As is normally the case, this is some storm drains that, you know, are being presented before us that Mary Rose has kindly pulled up. And then is there anything we need to know? It looks like, right, that both of these are just from elementary schools. Getting a nod.
Yep, nothing else to add unless, Karen, I don't know if you have anything else to add, but.
Yep. Yeah, Mitchell.
I think they're cute. Move to endorse.
Great, and a second from Ray. So we currently have a motion to endorse the cute storm drain murals. Is there any discussion about the motion? Sorry, I'm just like distracted now and trying to learn where elementary schools are based in the city of Madison. That's like a huge gap of my knowledge. But seeing no discussion, further discussion, we can move to a vote. Unless anyone would like to object or abstain, we can record unanimous approval. All right, seeing none, the motion passes. Then we can, number five, we're going to delay, right? This is number, what is our 11212. It was unable to be discussed at the Public Art Standing Committee meeting yesterday, but just, so we'll bring that back to a future meeting, but just to talk about our procedures about acquiring and getting rid of art. That's part of the public collection. Then we can move to agenda item number six, which is Legislar 81370, which was discussed at the Public Art Standing Committee yesterday. Here's the draft that we reviewed with the recommendation to approve. Is there any, as you can read in the description, it talks a little bit about the materials. Yesterday, Mitchell had brought up following up with the project manager to talk about the need for flame retardant materials, which staff said that they would be able to do to facilitate that conversation. Otherwise, as you can see, the design has changed a little bit. Rather than being kind of like those cutouts, kind of like print, kind of like prints, it's now much more like kite materials. Does anyone have questions for staff? Otherwise, anyone would like to make a motion?
I'd like to move that we move forward with this proposed kite design and installation. It sounded like the materials and the way that they're gonna install it should be fairly easy to remove and clean. And I think they're really vibrant. So I'd like to move that we accept this design.
Great. And we have Bethany with a second. Okay, so is there any discussion about the motion to accept the design as recommended by the Public Art Standing Committee? Okay, seeing no further discussion, we can move to a vote. Unless anyone would like to object or abstain, we can record unanimous approval. All right, seeing none, then the motion passes to accept the updated design. Then we already covered agenda item number seven, so then we can move to agenda item number eight, which is Legistar 83293, the Bardawan Men's Shelter Percent for Art Project. This is also an item that was discussed yesterday at the Public Art Subcommittee. And I guess just as a just as a point of clarification for people that aren't in those meetings, that could staff just explain how we've kind of gotten here, just in regards to how the conversation unfolded with previous artists as well as engineering staff?
Sure, a little recap. Okay, so the Bardawan's shelter, when staff first started getting into conversations about it with the engineering and with the stakeholders, so the group that's going to be running the shelter, etc. The conclusion was that we should go for a labyrinth design, so that the residents wanted a place for peaceful contemplation, that, you know, they want this welcoming space, but that would also invite like the public to, you know, feel that peace when they were there. So we ran with that. We found, we worked with Lillian Sizemore, who has successfully created a labyrinth for the city as a blink. And she was going to facilitate the process, maybe not do the whole design herself, but she's very connected with the labyrinth community, and she was going to facilitate sort of a community labyrinth process. So we were going forward with her, hadn't contracted yet because we were still kind of waiting for finalized details. And it turned out that when engineering put the project out for bid, it was more expensive than they had anticipated, and they had to reduce the footprint of the site. And then we lost the opportunity to do a labyrinth on the site. But engineering had, in the meantime, you know, we had been having conversations with Lillian, and she had volunteered that she saw a flaw in one of the proposed design pieces, which was a living wall for the side of the shelter, and really, you know, was very familiar with it and really tried to persuade people that they should think about that carefully because it hasn't been very successful in Wisconsin. And it takes a lot of care and tending anyway, that's kind of how we left it. And then at our next meeting with her, we were told that they were going to go forward with this living wall. So in our next meeting with her, we had to kind of look at other opportunities, and we were identifying other opportunities for artwork. And it turned out that engineering and the architects had revisited the idea of this living wall and decided it wasn't in fact appropriate, and that what they wanted there was a mosaic. And they had looked at Lillian's website and decided she would be, you know, we should pivot to that project. But, you know, Lillian is semi-retired. She doesn't have an art studio anymore. It was just a big ask for her. And it would have required, you know, just a lot and a contract and all kinds of things that we couldn't just materialize right away. So instead, what we agreed on with her is to pay her for her brilliant idea to continue the pattern that you see in this image of the mirror or the windows that are sort of in a lyrical way, and create a space for mosaics that kind of matches them on the wall. That's the wall that was going to have the living wall. So we paid her a design fee for that idea, and we now have this space identified where we can do a mosaic. But we're moving to thinking who else could do, in this case, now a community mural making project. So we talked with the public art subcommittee and are considering Marcia Yap, who we've worked with on multiple projects that are city projects. She's also been in the community, and she's like, these are community mural projects that she's done. Particularly the ones on the right, which she did for the Allied Guns Marsh neighborhood, where she rented a storefront and had, like, for months open mosaic making days for the community to come in. So they were part of the design process and part of the fabrication process. She also did a lot of work for us on Monroe Street, which was less, she did a lot of community design and thinking, but then she made the pieces in her studio. So we asked her about, is she, you know, where is she with her community art making process, and would she consider doing a community process for the Bartolon shelter that we would be able to involve some of the people that, you know, it's a temporary shelter, it's got a changeover in population, but she would be able to involve, you know, permanent residents that live in that community and people that are using the shelter. And she's, we haven't talked with her yet because we need a direction from you, but she's open to this idea. So
great. Thank you. I just wanted clarification that how we've ended up here, given that we were working with one artist and are now potentially pivoting to another artist. So thank you for all of that. I just think that's important to
Yeah.
understand, that how we are doing our best to work with artists and meet them where they're at, and that Lillian was compensated for helping shape the direction of this project. Are there any further questions for staff? Otherwise, would entertain a motion. Yep, Mitchell.
Yeah, I'll motion to move forward with approaching. Apologies. What's the Marie, Marisa? Yeah, for the thank you for the mosaic.
Great. And then is that a second then from Ray? Great. At a second from Ray, is there any discussion about the motion that is before us? Okay, seeing none, then we can move to a vote. Unless anyone would like to object or abstain, then we can move forward recording unanimous approval. Great, and then seeing none, then the motion passes. And I'm excited with this direction that we're going. I'm also glad that there's not going to be a living wall, personally. And then we're down to the last two really quick items. I know that we're kind of running up against some time constraints for people. In the administrative reports, I had explicitly asked staff to provide an update for the cultural plan. So, as you may be aware, the Madison Arts Commission led a effort to develop a cultural plan that was supposed to be a 5-year plan to a 5-year action plan on how to advance Madison's position as a center for creativity and innovation, and that was created in 2011, and so we're now, 13 years since the kind of start of this time frame of a 5-year plan. So we're years beyond, and staff has done a really great job keeping track of all of the different actions that were recommended in the plan and what the status is of those. And so I guess I would ask that to if everyone could just take a look at that, and then at the next meeting, kind of get a sense of like, are there any of these items that we can like actually like move forward on, or if not, where the kind of sticking points are. Because there's some interesting things, like the cultural plan refers to an item, like to groups that don't exist, that kind of were pointed to as kind of like the solution or the workers that would make things happen. So I just wanted to share that because I think that as we talk about how art is happening in town, to be able to revisit kind of this guiding document, even though it is a little bit old, to see all the incredible things that have been accomplished in the last decade. And that was the only administrative report, right? Yes. And then agenda item 10, press and publicity, there's nothing there. So then I guess we did it. And we've gone through this whole meeting. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I motion to adjourn.
Great. In a second from Mitchell. Great. Thanks so much, everyone. We did it. That was great.
Thank
Thank you,
you.
Nick.
Yeah. Yeah, no problem. Glad to be able to meet and move forward with all these things, and also respect that people have things going on in their lives. So have a good one, everyone.